2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. So let's do a 15-minute morning show podcast.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. And we can't. I don't think we can do what we wanted to do.
Yeah, now we can.
Like before the cameras came on and before the audio came on, you should have heard what they wanted to talk about.
What did you guys want to talk about?
It's disgusting.
Scotty, go ahead and tell him, Scotty.
Scotty.
All I said is that a friend of ours has a dog that was having a little bit of a problem with his lipstick or his red rocket or crayon or whatever you want to call
it. His penis.
Yes. It wouldn't go back in. So he has to have an operation today to get it back in because the vet had to keep. I don't know how do I
finishing the dog off.
Yeah, so
manually.
It would go back in, and it just wasn't working anymore. So now he has to have an operation so it goes back in. That's all.
Uh-huh. I'd love to have that problem.
Yeah, but that's not how phrased before.
Yeah, yeah, Scott. Why was this guy supposedly good at it?
I don't want to say any of this.
Okay.
Wait a second. You know, people are watching and listening to this going, what are you talking about? And it's not really fair. You can't bring something up to people who listen to us or watch us and not follow through.
Scotty.
He said he was certain sexual orientation which made him better at jerking off a dog. That's what he said.
What?
Oh, and this is the conversation you're going to have when you didn't think I was on the 15-minute morning show podcast.
Exactly.
You're going to talk about how a gay guy can masturbate a dog better than a straight guy.
But it erupted into a fight because we were saying straight guys and straight women can probably do it just as well. But,
don't
count us out.
I didn't say he could do it better. I just said he probably wouldn't mind doing it. That's all.
But in the name of
just because a guy's gay doesn't mean he wants to masturbate a dog.
Exactly. That's what I said.
What a stupid thing.
By the way, he was very confident. Like, when you weren't here, Elvis, he was so confident about this topic.
Yeah. What did he say? Garrett, repeat it as Scotty said.
It's been said, but he was very confident. He's very wishy-washy now about it because you're in the room. But when you were not here, he was like,
male dogs.
This is the way it's happening.
I don't masturbate my dogs.
What if you had
Scotty?
How about your female dogs? Do you diddle them?
Brody, answer
my question. Do you diddle your female dogs?
Well, hold on a second.
No.
I didn't say
answer
I
the
did
question.
I said,
oh,
Scotty said that.
He didn't say no immediately.
I don't diddle my one female dog, and I'm not the one who said it.
Elvis,
I know, but still.
If Ollie had a problem.
You said, but that's why he has two dogs. That's what you said.
No, I said Scotty said that's
right,
why he has
did.
Two male
he said
dogs.
Scotty said that.
I never said that.
Well, but answer the question, Brody. Do you diddle your female dog or not?
No, I diddle the male dogs, like Scotty suggested.
But you're not as good at it as a gay guy would be.
Oh my god!
This is the dumbest conversation ever.
Yeah, but no, the only reason why they're doing it is to solve a problem with the dog. They're not doing it for pleasure.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, so if Max or Ollie
had
a problem and the vet told you this is what you got to do to fix it, would you do it?
No. I don't know. I don't think so.
I would come over and do it. They're dogs. They need your help.
Yeah. Well, Ollie would do it. He's an animal guy.
He's
a friend.
The pride Gandhi is taking in this is fantastic. Before, she's like, don't count me out.
Well, who's going to hold them down while you do it? Because I don't know about, like, my dogs. If I tried to do that, they would run away.
You give them a glass of wine, Froggy.
You don't know that.
Are there medical tools for this? Like, specifically made for this?
Yeah, your hands.
Oh, my God.
No! Tweezers or something.
Tweezers.
Or the stuff that you will pick up salad with.
Dude,
Tom.
This is Tom's? The guy who has no kids, no animals.
Apparently
tweezers.
No penis.
Scary. You want to rip the skin off the dog?
Do not use tongs to masturbate your dog. There, I said it.
If I had a dog and I was forced into doing this, I would use an appliance or something like salad tongs.
Scary. Would you use an appliance like salad tongs to jerk off your own penis?
Get an oven mitt.
Wait, hold on a second. What the fuck are we talking about? This conversation is the worst ever. Nate.
And remember.
Nate, take charge, Nate.
This was going to be the first show we were going to translate so that the hearing impaired could hear it. This is going to go great.
I wish I was deaf right now.
All right. Okay.
Notice whose topic this was.
Scotty B.
It wasn't a topic. Exactly. I was just discussing it in the room. This was not a topic for this.
I just pointed it out, but he came up with it.
It would be awesome though to see an interpreter translate what we're saying right now.
Yeah, the look on their face because when you see Gandhi, when you see an interpreter interpreting someone doing a speech, and the speech giver starts getting excited, the interpreter is like. Like they start making their face.
What's the like, sign what kind language of for jerking off a dog? Like, what's that look like?
I don't know. I think you know. What kind of disgust would they have on their face?
So the interesting thing I learned from the person doing sign language is that when you're talking about a person, so if I say Elvis, the interpreter has to spell out Elvis because there is no sign for Elvis. So every time you mention a name, they spell out each letter of the name for the person.
Just Google the YouTube video of Cardi WAP sign language person.
Oh my gosh,
it's hilarious.
When they do the whole thing
over
here.
Oh, yeah. She's like this. The sign person.
She's it's on stage when doing they do this.
It's hysterical. Two-handed. She's she's on the stage signing it. It's fantastic.
This wears me out. Are we out of time yet? Are we done?
Oh, God. Not even close.
We could be.
I'm never going to look at salad tongs ever again.
I'm never going to look at penises. Scary the same.
I'm never taking Scary to a salad bar.
I'm getting water. I'll be right back.
No, he's never coming back.
I'm done with you people.
He's done.
Thanks a lot, Scotty.
I
take credit. Sorry.
This begs the question. Did you ever masturbate a dog, Scotty?
Never.
No, but you did have straight, one eat peanut butter off of you, didn't you, or something?
No, I never had dogs eat peanut butter off of me.
Yes, that happened.
It was dog food.
He said it was dog food.
Dog food.
This is one of those episodes that I got
to deny it. Deny it, Scotty.
Hey, Nate, didn't corporate want to put sponsors in the middle of this?
He can't deny it.
I can't hear anything.
I love you, Scotty.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He's so mad.
I don't know what to talk about.
He's beyond not safe for work.
I don't think you can go anywhere from here.
You know, poor Scotty did something one time. You know, you have to build 100 bridges to be a bridge builder. You let one dog eat dog food off of you and you're a perv forever. That's not fair.
Tell you what.
I was a freaking child. Would you just stop?
Wait, how
10.
Old were you?
I was 10 years old. Just leave me alone.
Oh, my God. Skippy. Skippy.
It wasn't Skippy.
Peanut butter.
What was the dog's name?
It was wet dog food?
How would it be dry dog food?
I don't know.
Maybe
his
balls
were moist.
I can tell you by the end it was wet.
So was the dog food cold when you put it on your balls?
He's gone.
He's so mad.
Understandably so.
Scotty.
We pissed Scotty off, Elvis.
Here's the thing, though.
Are you still talking about masturbating a dog?
Scotty left the meeting. He goes, goodbye, end meeting.
Well, because we always talk about how it's important to be honest and be yourself, and then when somebody shares something, we never let them forget it ever. Poor Scotty for being honest with this group of people.
Okay, but
this is a rough crowd. We all know that.
You're right.
He's too honest.
We dogpile. Literally.
Scary. Yeah. Scary. You dogpile with tongs.
There he is.
Always
hi,
back.
Scotty.
Hey, he's back.
Hi.
Always back for more.
No.
Hi, Scotty.
Hi.
We love you.
Oh, God. Oh, what else are you going to talk about other than masturbating dogs with salad tongs?
we have six minutes left, though.
6 minutes.
Yeah. By the way, that is a sentence that has not existed in the English language until just now.
Masturbating dogs
with salad.
Let's see if it auto-completes that sentence. Masturbating.
I would burn the computer after you finish Googling.
Speaking of,
I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show. You guys go ahead.
Speaking of bestiality, are we allowed to talk about this?
What?
No.
How are you I just want to see where the transition goes
Wait, Nate, you were right. I Googled it, and it says, sorry, there aren't any great matches for your
sex. There you go. First time ever.
Good.
So not getting into bestiality, but one of the people that worked at my old radio station, when he was let go, they were cleaning out his computer. Apparently he had file folders full of bestiality porn.
That's awful.
Discuss.
Disgust.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
That's abuse of an animal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying I endorsed it. I'm just saying that some freaking sick people work in this world.
It's only abuse if you use salad tongs.
I don't get that. But you know, the truth is, though, if you can think about it, there's somebody that likes it. So I mean, that's what's weird, and that's it's you know, I'm glad I didn't get that gene. I didn't get the let's watch the animals do it gene or whatever. I don't have that, but I'm glad.
Let's play a game. What is your secret fetish? Go, Gandhi.
Secret.
I have one.
Okay.
And it's not bestiality.
Okay, you go first. I have to think about this.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh, what? You trickster.
Someone here, I know that Froggy or Scotty would tell us their secret fetish.
I'll tell you mine. Secret. Tan lines. Love them.
Yeah, you love tan lines. All right. Something as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, I do love a guy with some great tattoos. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's
secret. Tats are good. Ink is good. Yeah, Frog.
Side boob.
Oh,
side boob.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Side boob.
But like a cute side boob, right? One. Not like certain side boob where it's just like, voluntarily out.
I don't discriminate. Stop. We're all in. If you got it, you got it. I'm going to look at it.
What if the side boob is down around their waist or knee? Is that
still side boob?
Okay. Doesn't discriminate. Doesn't discriminate.
Oh, my gosh.
No discrimination.
Come on, Brody. What's your secret fetish?
Well, you say it like I was holding back something. Like, you're the last one. I don't know. Underboob's kind of good.
Oh, what the hell is with you people and boobs?
That's my favorite superhero.
Says underboob. The girl who made her smaller. Don't even talk to me.
Wow.
One of the best decisions I've ever made.
Gary was quiet. Danielle's been quiet. Garrett's been quiet.
I'm trying to think of something, man. Yeah. I don't have anything.
Oh, I'm thinking like three things. And I'm not going to say any of them.
I don't
know. Penis and two balls. We get it.
That's not a fetish.
Not a fetish.
Nor a secret.
But it's three things. I'm just going for three.
Okay. Nice try.
All right.
You know what? You want to know what? Okay.
Yes.
So you know when we go to the haunted houses and like a woman is dressed like a vampire or something and then they get very close to you and they try to scare you? Instead of scaring me, I get turned on secretly. It's very strange. Hey, and I don't know why.
Danielle, was it you that went to that that place in Brooklyn, the not scare house, the escape room, whatever it was?
Yeah, I don't know.
We went to an escape room. Wasn't it you that we that
I don't
went
think
with
so.
Us?
No, I
That's
wasn't
pretty
there.
Much Brooklyn.
No, no one on the show went to this escape room with me?
No, I don't think. I was supposed to go, but I was late, and so my tickets got canceled or something.
We went to this escape room, and there's this one guy who was holding us captive, and he kept putting his face right into the prison cell we were in, and I was strangely kind of turned on. And
I know.
I almost went in and kissed him.
Oh,
knowing full well he was acting. But I mean, I was getting turned on by being held prisoner.
Yeah, our friends
not
at Blood
giving
Manor.
You guys any ideas.
No. Well.
Our friends at Blood Manor, the New York City one, they have like these women that are always dressed like vampires and like whatever, and they get really close. I'm just like, okay, this is probably not what's supposed to be happening. So it's gonna
but
go
here
in the
we
next,
are.
Next room.
Scary, right. Garrett, Scotty, still quiet.
Gandhi,
time's up.
It's not up.
Gandhi?
I got nothing.
Yeah. No, Scotty. Scotty, you are so full of shit.
Scotty's an open book.
You totally have something.
No secrets?
That's
Scotty
true.
Doesn't keep anything
he's
a secret.
He's been very forthcoming
so what's,
about
what's
it.
So what's something fetishy that you like, Scotty?
I just straight up, nothing fetishy.
Wow.
That's a lie. Yeah.
He's never going to talk to us again, you guys.
Not, no, anything ever again.
Scotty, are you really mad?
No.
Okay.
Scary?
A dog's dead. I don't care.
Wait, the dog died?
Was that the cause?
No, the peanut butter dog.
No. Elvis, you missed that part. No, it's a different dog.
The peanut butter dog.
It's not peanut butter.
No,
it was Alpo.
It was Alpo.
Alpo.
It was the sad dog he had.
Yeah.
The very sad dog.
Oh, God.
I don't like how you're talking about dogs here.
I know.
Well, I mean, he was old.
All right, that's why
whatever.
He died?
Cockroach. I'm bored. Can we leave?
Yeah.
Cockroach, bro.
Bye, everyone.
Go
bye.
Out on a low note. So bye. Long.
Go out on a high.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.